Kia ora tātou, nō mai haere mai, and welcome to this week's edition of Anniversary Albums. My name is Sam, and this week we are taking a look at the debut album, the self-titled debut album from Britpop band Elastica. The album came out in 1995, and it is turning 25 years old. So just a bit of background first about Elastica. They were formed in 1992 when ex-Suede band members Justin Freshman and Justin Welch decided they're going to form a new group. They were then joined by Annie Holland and Don Matthews, and after initially going under the name Onk, they settled on the name Elastica. They released their debut single, Stutter, in 1993, and in the next few years, they were part of a British indie music scene, which was in the midst of a bit of a revolution as such, with the advent of what became known as Britpop. Here we had a group of bands who were independent, rising up into the mainstream and enjoying chart success. And there hadn't really been this kind of transformation in UK music since punk rock, really. British music in the 80s and into the early 90s had been pretty established, and it was quite hard for a lot of independent music to get a foothold into this scene and into the mainstream. But now, in the early 90s, you had this new wave, I guess, of bands such as Oasis, Pulp, Suede, Blur, making a name for themselves, and Elastica were just the latest in this wave, I guess, coming through. So they recorded their debut album in late 1994, and the sound of this record was anchored very much in post-punk in many respects. Lots of heavy guitar riffs and rhythms combining nicely with lots of pop melodies. It was quite a contrast to, I guess, the more traditional British influences from the likes of Blur, the glam rock of Suede. They very much drew inspiration from the likes of Wire, The Stranglers, The Clash, and with this bringing a style of guitar music that had kind of been lost in the 80s in the UK during synth pop and new wave. So with that, we're going to get straight into the music. The first track we're going to hear is the opening track of the record, the first single. It's called Line Up, and this one reached number 20 in the UK charts, and it has a strong indie rock vibe to it thanks to quite a heavy distorted guitar riff which drives the song quite nicely.
We'll be right back.
That was Line Up, the opening track from the self-titled debut album from Elastica, which is our anniversary album for this week. The next track we're going to play is called Connection. This is track number 3 and the second single. This reached number 17 in the UK charts. And interestingly enough, the band actually ran into some controversy around this song due to how the intro was lifted from a Wire track called Three Girl Rumba. They ended up actually going to court because of this, and Wire ended up getting some songwriting credits as a result. So see if you can recognize the riff in the opening part of the track. Anniversary albums on BFM. My name is Sam. We're looking at Elastica this week, the debut album from Elastica. Let's have a look at how this album was received and its wider legacy. Well, the album did very well commercially and critically. It went to number one in the UK charts, and at the time it actually became the fastest selling debut album in UK chart history. By the end of the year, it had sold over 1 million copies. Critics were very impressed about it. AllMusic said that hardly any new wave band made records this consistently rocking and melodic. BBC Music called it a neglected gem and the blueprint for what Britpop should sound like. Given how critics loved it so much, it also appeared in many Best Albums of the Year lists. It appeared in Select Magazine's Top 10 of the Year, Rolling Stone Magazine's Top 5, Spin Magazine's Top 5. It also got a Mercury Prize nomination. Since its release, its reputation has only grown. It's now considered one of the best Britpop albums of all time. Pitchfork named it the 6th best Britpop album of all time, and Enemy voted it in their list of the greatest albums of all time, coming in at 191. However, after its release, the band, they only made one more album, and they actually split up in 2001, and they haven't really reunited. They've basically decided to leave their legacy intact and focusing on how well it was at the time, rather than coming back and maybe it not working out as well to tarnish what they'd done. So I guess good on them for that and sticking to their guns. On that note, we're going to finish with a track called Car Song. This is track number 4 and the final single from the record. This one didn't chart despite the fact that thematically it's literally about having sex in a car. So I guess people weren't turned on by that. Excuse the pun. Hope you enjoyed the song. Hope you enjoyed the segment this week. I will see you again next week. Ka kite anō. Thank you for tuning in.